Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
America's working families are getting hammered, and Washington is rigged to work for the big guys, and it's time to make some changes on that.
That's U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren outlining a major theme of her convention speech tonight, which comes amid high expectations. Her campaign has already energized liberal Democrats around the country. So, as a sign of her stature as a national figure, Warren has been given a prime slot just before former President Bill Clinton. We speak with Warren just ahead, but first, WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how Massachusetts delegates here in Charlotte perceive the Warren campaign heading into tonight's speech.
The delegates are excited about Warren.
Sending a strong woman to the United States Senate, it's about time, and I am proud to introduce that woman to you right now, Elizabeth Warren.
She received a rousing reception when she addressed them at breakfast yesterday. Delegate Nicole LaChapelle has been taking Warren to Latino neighborhoods in Springfield and to meet voters in towns all over western Massachusetts. She says Warren is a great grassroots campaigner.
She is beyond, you know, walking the talk. She's backing it up.
LaChapelle says she's never seen a candidate spend so much time talking to voters. And yet, Warren trails U.S. Senator Scott Brown in the latest public policy polling survey conducted last month. But that same survey found that most Massachusetts voters do not want Republicans to take control of the Senate. Faye Morrison, a delegate from AIR, wants Warren to remind voters of Brown's voting record.
He has these great sentimental, I'm just a regular guy commercials where, you know, he's hugging this veteran and, you know, he loves veterans, but he doesn't love female veterans very much because he hasn't voted on anything while he's been in Washington, and it's good for us.
And Morrison's daughter is a veteran.
With my daughter coming back from Iraq and now looking for a job, and this guy has voted against her being allowed to get the equal pay she gets when she's an active soldier, and he knows that. She gets paid equally when she's activated, but why should she have to come back to her country and now be paid less as a black female in this country in order to do the same work as a male? And he voted against those equal pay protections.
Like other moderate Republicans, such as Olympia Snow and Susan Collins of Maine, Brown opposed equal pay legislation in the Senate, saying it would impose undue burdens on businesses. Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson would like to see Warren campaign more in African-American neighborhoods in the city. He says Warren is very effective when addressing church groups because she draws on her background as a Sunday school teacher.
She actually is able to make a strong connection. She's able to use parables, but also she comes from a humble beginning, and she really connects with people.
Jackson says it's critical for African Americans to turn out for Obama and Warren in order to overwhelm Brown's advantage in white suburbs.
If these communities turn out, then we win. If they don't turn out, then there's some difficulty there.
Jackson recognizes that President Obama has not developed the loyalty among Latino voters that he has with African Americans, and this could pose a problem for Warren.
The Latino community is going to be critical and key.
So Jackson says it's essential for Warren to be out campaigning in Latino neighborhoods.
If we try to win this on TV and on radio, then we lose. How we win this is door-to-door, people connecting with one another, organizing their friends, family, neighbors, and their sphere of influence.
Members of the delegation rave about Warren's ability to connect with voters. But off mic, several do complain that Warren's campaign is not sending her to African-American and Latino neighborhoods enough and is not allowing her to be herself. Despite those criticisms, one political operative here praises her campaign for having learned to respond faster to put out potential fires, like the controversy over Warren's American Indian heritage that was allowed to simmer last spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Democratic National Convention.
Elizabeth Warren will use her convention speech tonight to try to help President Obama by telling the listening and viewing audience that a Washington that works primarily for big business would be a huge setback for working-class America. But the challenge in the presidential race, she tells us, revolves around the campaigns and the voters defining who has what she calls the real vision for the future.
I think the real question now is who's got the best vision for how we build a future. Is it, as Mitt Romney and the Republicans say, cut taxes for those at the top and let everybody else pick up the pieces? Or is it, as President Obama says, Everybody has to pay a fair share, and we have to make the investments to build a future. I think that's what this election is about.
But many Americans are going to be looking at this more personally than that. They're going to be looking at their own situations. They're going to be looking at members of their family or their friends and saying, you know, maybe we do need to do something different because I'm not necessarily better off, or my friends aren't necessarily better off, even if I'm not 100% comfortable with Mitt Romney.
You know, I think there's a world of hurt out there right now. A lot of families who are really struggling. I think what the Republicans are putting forward to build a future, cut taxes for the richest, and let everyone else pick up the pieces. We tried that, and that's how we got into this mess.
Let me ask you about your own race. A new poll puts you 5 points behind Scott Brown, the incumbent Republican. Considering all the attention you're getting in Charlotte, Politico, the political news website, calls you the top dog in North Carolina, but the underdog in Massachusetts. Respond to that.
The reason I was pulled into this race is what's happening to America's families and feeling the urgency of this moment. That's what I get out. That's what I talk about. And that's what I'm going to keep talking about. And that would be true if I were down 20 points or up 20 points.
When it comes to decision-making, a lot of decision-making my voters is simply based on how comfortable they are with whatever candidate they're going to choose. And clearly, a lot of Massachusetts voters are comfortable with Senator Brown. They say he's moderate. And some of them say he's more likable than you. Well, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, the way I see this is he says a lot of nice things, and I don't think he's a bad guy. But the people of Massachusetts need a senator, not who says some of the right things some of the time. They need a senator they can count on all of the time.
So part of what you're saying is it's more than about the barn coat and the pickup truck.
Yeah.
So then what is it that voters aren't getting about you?
I can't answer that. All I can do is just be myself. I mean, I can't change anything. I am who I am. And I'm in this race because I believe that we can make changes together.
Elizabeth Warren, thank you very much.
Thank you.
U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren, who addresses the Democratic National Convention tonight, will be in Charlotte all week through and beyond President Obama's speech on Thursday night, bringing you full coverage and analysis on WBUR and WBUR.org. So stay with us. At the Democratic National Convention, I'm Bob Oakes.